Good morning. Learning should be l'schus the yidden and Eretz Yisrael. Those in need of refuah should have a refuah. Hostages should be returned safely. The soldiers should have success in completely eradicating the evil. Talking about eradicating the evil, we'll start learning some of the laws of Pesach, particularly the laws of edible and inedible chametz. Put in Pesach, it's all about getting rid of the bad guys, within and without. So this is a one of the more involved subjects of the laws of Pesach, but it's extremely relevant, particularly in many of the cosmetics and other items of Pesach. So we'll try to take it piece by piece. So broadly speaking, there are three categories when it comes to identifying inedible. There is a category of inedible that's referred to in halachic or in halacha and in the Gemara as chametz nukcha, which generally refers to a type of leavened product that generally would not be eaten, but if a person is in a real pinch, will eat it. Then there's a category. So that category is actually biblically permitted to eat, but the rabbis put limitations on that. Then you have something which is not edible for man at all, which we'll discuss. And then there's something which is not even edible for an animal. And one of the interesting questions that need to be explored is that normally when it comes to the laws of forbidden foods, as soon as something is not edible for human consumption, it, so to speak, has no, it's not considered not kosher. There's no issue with eating it. So the question becomes why on Pesach we see this added stringency that even something which is edible, inedible for man, but edible for the animal, is does contain prohibitions, and why is Pesach different? To be continued, have a wonderful day.
Wow. Because the dog is firmer than we are.